Petula Clark in downtown from 1964. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Gas was 30 to 32 cents a gallon in 1964. That's about $2.99 to $3.16 in today's dollars. We say hello to the president of the Grand Haven Ferriesburg and Spring Lake Chamber. Mark Allen is in the WGHN studios. How are you?
I'm good, Mary Ellen. How are you this morning?
I am well. Wow, it's a windy day out there, isn't it?
It is windy. Hang on to your car doors in the parking lot.
Isn't that a fact? Things are going really good with the chamber. I have to say, I've noticed that every week you guys are adding more and more members.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
New members are coming in at a really solid pace, and that's really exciting to us. So new members bring new ideas and new opportunities for us.
Wonderful. What can you tell us? What's the latest? What's going on?
Well, I think the biggest thing going on right now is our golf outing coming up on Monday, the largest fundraiser of the year.
Yeah.
We exceeded golfer registration, which is good. And so now the online bidding is open for the basket raffles and everything. So even if you're not golfing, there's opportunity to participate. And that's Monday over at Spring Lake Country Club. And Kevin and his team do such a great job for us over there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, there's lots of things that you can bid on. And it's just a wonderful event. Are you going to be golfing? I can't remember if you golf or not.
I'm not a golfer, good golf outing. But I'm not a golfer.
You like to drive the golf cart, don't you?
I do.
I knew it.
Yep, send everybody off. Greet them at the end of the day.
And you get a catered box lunch. Very, very nice.
Yep.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit this morning about some of the work at the Chamber.
Please do.
Our events and programs are always great, and we'll always have them. But the work that we do is really important. So one of our primary roles really is about being a connector, how we connect our businesses with our school districts and our colleges, the support that we provide for professional development, for businesses to invest in their employees, creating spaces for businesses to connect, not just at the networking lunches, but you might reach out to us and say, hey, I need to connect with this type of business for whatever reason. And we'll do the research and make those connections and introductions.
Very
nice. And that's one of the things businesses or people just don't know they can use their chamber for is, hey, I need this. These are my top 10 requirements. Can you help me find that right business? And so we've been trying to really highlight that.
I like that.
And
that's
doing
wonderful.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the one thing I'm really excited about right now is all the work that we're doing in talent and workforce development.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, and it's important to connect the businesses and the students. But what we've been hearing from our HR professionals and our manufacturing leaders is we, the business community, we want to connect with the educators. So we're working on what does an educator in the workplace program look like? So let's take a group of teachers out into the world of business, right? Whether it's podcasts, whether it's manufacturing, technology, right? Websites, you know, Microsoft, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And how do we help the educators understand from the businesses, these are the skills gaps and this is what we need.
I love this. This is a great idea.
Yeah. And then one of the ideas from our HR roundtable was how do we get the middle school involved. That 7th and 8th grade world is the one where I think we need to spend a little bit of time. And our HR roundtable group would like to speak with like middle school counselors or some middle school English teachers and help with resume writing and just communication skills at a little earlier level. So this is the work of the chamber, right? And we're so busy with our events and programs that we sometimes forget to talk about all these things that we're doing behind the scenes.
Right, right, right.
That the membership dues and sponsorship, that supports the work of the chamber.
I love that. And that can kind of tie into the boomerang, you know, where you want young adults to know that there are jobs here.
Yeah.
You can go do your thing, find yourself and come back and build a life here, right? That's what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. Boomerang's coming up on the 14th, and that's part of our workforce and talent development.
Wonderful.
14th of October.
Okay.
Booths are still available.
Okay.
And that's, you know, from the business point of view, it's not a job fair.
No.
It's a career exploration event, and it's a way for businesses to invest in our future workforce by showing them just what you said. Hey, go away to college, whether you go for a 2-year, a 4-year, and come back, bring those skills here because we have those same careers that you're going to find in a big city.
We have
the trades. We have manufacturing engineers. We have marketing. We have healthcare. We have
everything.
Do have
a lot of marketing in this town,
in
the Tri-Cities.
We do.
It's surprising to me. And when I do the Grand Haven Main Street Spotlights, I'm meeting new people with businesses I didn't even know existed. So it's a lot. Anything else we could talk about?
Yeah, you know, we do work, and we talked a little bit about government affairs before we came
on
the air. So our work in the government affairs public policy space. And we hosted recently a small roundtable group conversation with Roger Victory's office, Senator Victory, and that went really well.
Good.
We had a variety of industries and good conversation. Mm-hmm. And Senator Victory, I just love to watch him in action. And when he hears something new for the first time, you can tell.
Can you tell his
and
eyes light up?
Yep, or? And he always makes sure that he knows, like, I've received this information.
Okay, good.
And I acknowledge that.
That's
and,
good.
Yeah, we had, I think it was a two-hour conversation with probably 20 business leaders.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So,
okay.
Constantly trying to find opportunities to do things like that. And how do we take our elected officials out on tours into the business community? So, you know, again, the government affairs aspect of it. And then finally, just keeping the members educated and aware of public policy and legislation that impacts their business.
You betcha.
And deadline approaching for small businesses, 10 employees or less, the ESTR requirements. If you fall into that category, 10 employees or less, you have to be compliant now by October 1st.
Compliant with what?
The paid sick time policies
Got
that
it.
Went into effect
that
for
was,
the rest of the business world
on
February 21st.
That was confusing for a lot of people. And so you guys, you held something to explain what that was all about.
And
that's
so we're
awesome.
Exploring, you know, do we need to do something again here for the small business community?
Yeah.
But that deadline again, October 1st, if you're not, if you haven't started your compliance plan, get in touch with your HR consultant, your labor law attorney, and make sure you're good to go by October 1st and communicate it to your employees. That's one of the requirements.
Manufacturing still the number one business in the area?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right? And the number one concern for them?
Child
talent and workforce development.
And child care.
So child care. So we're doing, I said I wasn't going to talk about
I
events,
know, but
our chamber forum series coming up.
Yeah.
The first one is housing.
Okay.
And then we'll have child care, education, transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So the four big topics
that
all feed into talent and workforce development.
Okay, that's awesome. But if you are side by side with government officials, that's something you can run by Roger Victory or Congresswoman Hillary Scolton. So it all kind of ties in together.
It does.
This was a great interview. You guys are really doing some great work, and it's good to see.
We hope.
Yeah.
Everybody feels the same way. We're constantly getting good feedback from the membership.
Good.
That's been very top of mind for us is
okay.
What do the members need, want, and expect
from
us.
Yeah.
And if you're a member listening right now and you have something you need, want, and expect from us as your Chamber of Commerce, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you.
And if you're a business listening and you don't belong to the Chamber,
we want to hear from you too.
Yeah, find out what they can do for you. Join the Chamber. Good to see you.
You too, Mary Ellen.
Hold on to your hats out there. It's just going to be a matter of time before the leaves are changing over on Dewey Hill, by the way.
Crazy.
I know. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.